Sense and Sensibility by Joanna Trollope, read by Rachel Sterling. Volume 1, Chapter 1. From their windows, their high, generous Georgian windows, the view was, they all agreed, spectacular. It was a remarkable view of Sussex parkland, designed and largely planted 200 years before to give the fortunate occupants of Norland Park the very best of what nature could offer when tamed by the civilising hand of man. There were gently undulating sweeps of green. There were romantic but manageable stretches of water. There were magnificent stands of ancient trees under which sheep and deer decoratively grazed. Add to all that the occasional architectural punctuation of graceful lengths of park railing, and the prospect was, to the Dashwood family, gathered somberly in their kitchen, gazing out, perfection. "And now," their mother said, flinging an arm out theatrically in the direction of the open kitchen window, "we have to leave all this. This paradise." She paused, and then she added in a lower voice, but with distinct emphasis, "because of her." All three daughters watched her in silence. Even Marianne, the middle one, who had inherited in full her mother's propensity for drama and impulsiveness, said nothing. It was clear to all of them from long practice that their mother had not finished. While they waited, they switched their collective gaze to the scrubbed top of the kitchen table, to the spongeware jug of artless garden flowers randomly arranged, to their chipped and pretty tea mugs. They were quite still, scarcely breathing. Three girls waiting for the next maternal tirade. Belle Dashwood continued to gaze longingly at the view. It had been the girls' father, their recently appallingly dead father, who had called their mother Belle. He said...